Can one lahalacha follow the ruling of the Aruch HaShulchan that the Rav mentioned in regards to talking after Hamapil? Yaakov from New York. Since the Mishnah Berurah and others say differently and say that the bracha of Hamapil is on the process of going to sleep and therefore there shouldn't be a hefsik between Hamapil and the sleep, not with talking, not with eating or anything else. However, the Aruch HaShulchan argues and says that the bracha is on the concept of sleep and therefore there's no real hefsik, it's just that one should make the bracha as close to sleep as possible, and therefore when necessary, a person can eat or speak or whatever. L'chatchila, one should follow the psak of the Mishnah Berurah and not be mafsik at all between Hamapil and the sleep. However, if he was mafsik, he definitely does not make another bracha, and in a time of need, one can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan that one can speak in a time of great need, or eat if he has a great need after the bracha of Hamapil, and surely doesn't make another bracha when he finishes eating or speaking and then wants to go to sleep.